Hi, this is Sarah, and this podcast is all about diabetes, particularly type 2. So diabetes is often referred to by doctors as diabetes mellitus, and it describes a group of metabolic diseases in which the person has high blood glucose levels, so high blood sugar, either because insulin production is inadequate or because the body's cells do not respond to insulin properly, or both. So type 2 diabetes is a disorder in which either the body does not produce enough insulin or the cells ignore the insulin that is produced by the pancreas. So if the sugar can't enter the cells, then it will build up in the blood outside the cells. And those high levels of sugar, also called hyperglycemia, will cause major problems. So some symptoms of diabetes are consistent thirst, increased urination, fatigue, blurred vision, or numbness in the feet or the hands. And type 2 is the most common form of diabetes, and it is adult onset. So type 2, if you have type 2, you mostly develop it in your later years. So around the world, about 25.8 million children and adults in the United States, so 8.3% of the population, have diabetes, and 79 million people have pre-diabetes, which is where the glucose levels are higher than normal, but it's not at a stage of being diabetic yet, but it will one day, maybe if you don't manage your body correctly. And so if you have type 2 diabetes, your body doesn't produce insulin properly, and this is called insulin resistance. So at first, your pancreas makes extra insulin to make up for it, but over time, it isn't able to keep up, and it can make insulin it can't make enough insulin to keep your body glucose at normal levels. Diabetes is most common in overweight people, and physical inactivity is a prime factor in the development of type 2 diabetes because the muscle, fat, and liver cells start to respond improperly to insulin. And so diabetes can be somewhat prevented by simple changes to lifestyle, such as a healthier diet. Avoid sugar and carbs while always eating more protein. For example, brown rice instead of white rice, because brown rice has so much more fiber. And exercise, just 30 minutes a day, will help you prevent diabetes a little more while losing weight at the same time. So it's two birds with one stone. So that was some information about diabetes. Thank you.